Today's show is brought to you by multivitamins. Not a lot of proof they benefit your health, but if you want to spend the money to think you feel better, good for you.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That's a bingo.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
What day is this?
Thursday.
Just remember Thursday. Thursday. Can you remember Thursday?
That's some kind of national holiday.
It's just Thursday.
It's just a regular Thursday.
We can spin it and make it into a positive.
How do we put a positive spin on this?
One day closer to death.
Nope, that's wrong.
Nope, negative.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, that's better.
You know what happens here on Friday?
Just get through the day.
Will do.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show on our feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
Eventually, I did ask that. Yeah,
eventually, I'm just going to put this up as an FAQ on the website. and not say this at the beginning of every show.
Hey, FAQ.
Yeah, FAQ. So you get our live channel, our feature channel, and our live show on Alexa by simply enabling the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on Alexa as well. That's even easier. You say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. Did I remote into the server? No, I didn't. We were deep in conversation. There we go. Sorry. Oh, now it's invalid. Well, that was the code. I guess I didn't use it in time.
Yeah. Timed out on you.
Click here to resend. All right.
Click all the boxes that have stoplights.
I don't want to do that. Okay, there's the new one.
Now, that box is a motorcycle. Not a... Oh, you are human.
I am human.
Huh.
I'm only human. Of flesh and blood I'm made.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywho, hi there. Take two. It's The Mike Show. You can get our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. Did I say that?
Yep.
Hello.
You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will add the VA in there. And then you can also find it on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music and RSS.com and off our website, radio434.com. You can click on the link, listen to our best ofs, listen to, the podcast from the beginning of time. You can even watch the show. That's on the Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And then text Mike.
Yep, text.
Yeah, text Mike to 85775. Join our VIP experience, and maybe you can win things like tickets to see Sister Hazel at the Academy Center of the Arts in the Warehouse Concert Series beginning again. You can also get tickets to your Lynchburg Hillcats. You can even score a skybox that we're going to be giving away later in the Hillcats season.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we've got free food from Jersey Mike Subs. We got free food from Berg Burritos. We got free food that ye can win, and we'll keep you up to date on where we're going to be and all the different events and things you can take part in.
Yeah, and you can eat that food. So that's the cool thing about it.
We will not inundate you, by the way.
No.
With all kinds of spam and crap. We'll just update you on the really, really cool things that are happening, and you can choose to join us or not.
We might take a picture of our feet standing next to each other, and you know, like they do, and those kind of cool Instagram photos, what we're eating, stuff like that. But just the necessary stuff.
We won't text that to you, though. So that and so much more. Today's program.
Something like that.
The Thursday edition of the program, and because it's Thursday, we are going to be out at Three Roads tonight for our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. That is,
Aerosmith.
No, Aerosmith will not be joining us.
Dang it.
So here, let me click on the thingy. And there we go. I'm going to share it right now up on the screen. The duo is going to be joining us. It's Dan Snyder and Chris are going to be joining us. They are the duo.
They don't look all sepia like that. They'll be in full color.
They will be. But just come out.
HD.
Come out to Three Roads and enjoy some music discovery. As we interview the guys, and they play some tunes, and we hang out. So that's today from 5 to 7. On the show, of course, we got your 5 random facts. We got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got the good news as well. The average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. Okay?
Dang.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Think about this. But here's the other thing. Have you ever witnessed me not coming to work because I was ill? Have I ever taken a day off from this show because I was ill?
I think just once that I know of. But that was like a year and a half ago or something. You were pretty sick.
I don't think I took any time off. I've taken no time off. I've taken zero. Whoops, damn it. Zero time off.
What about that time you got your arm amputated?
Well, I sewed it back. Live on the air. Where were you?
I don't remember that.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about this, this new poll and our top list today. Top signs you're too sick to leave the house.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all in the way.
Can I just clarify something? So today isn't a national day of whatever. It's just Thursday.
It might be a national day of something, but here let me.
You know how every day it seems to be that.
Today is the opening day for the new baseball season. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that.
That might be it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that with Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Kent's going to be joining us. We also have in Audio Vault today. We've got a French bulldog that sings "I'm Just Ken." You know the Ryan Gosling song?
Okay.
"I'm Just Ken." We've got that. So we'll put that in your ear holes and smoke it. This portion of the broadcast, though, speaking of being too sick to leave the house.
Yeah, yeah.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Now, an ordinary kid on March Madness.
Oh, I hate basketball.
This has been an ordinary kid on March Madness.
I thought it was going to be a little bit longer than that. I didn't even look
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, I didn't even look at the length of the segment. All right.
That's what she said.
Hi there. How she looked. Hi there.
Hey.
So, I mean, health is certainly an issue.
Health, am I right?
Yeah, health. Am I right? Am I right? I have been... I'm going to knock on something wooden here. I have been relatively healthy.
Physically, we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, mentally, I'm a mess.
Yes, but, don't want to go there.
Yeah, but, you know, physically, I think I'm doing okay. I had a couple cardiologist visits because I was a little concerned. One thing I do get a little bit more winded, but they determined it's not cardiac. It's not heart or vascular related. My heart is, according to my cardiologist, my heart is perfect.
Nice
for my age.
Oh, yeah.
But perfect, nonetheless. No blockages, no restriction of blood flow.
Yeah. How's the rash?
Itchy.
Yeah,
There's no rash. There's no rash. So anyway.
Oh, you got the cream I recommend?
Anyway.
Nice. Don't be embarrassed.
So we determined that it's more likely respiratory, and the thing about getting winded. When I'm walking up from Commerce Street to Church Street, I get a little bit winded. I never used to. I was a runner. I would bike. I never got winded.
Yeah.
Part of it is I gained, a few pounds, a few poundages, during the year of the pandemonium.
Did they have you do like the breathing test and all that to see what your lung capacity
and
all that?
Yeah. And it's determined. I'm fine, but it's more of like a it's more of like an asthma type thing that's brought on by exertion.
Okay,
And it's not all the time, and it's not bad, and it doesn't even. I could get an inhaler if I needed one.
Yeah,
but I just kind of tough through it.
Yeah,
and I figure it out. So I got that to work on a little bit, but other than that, I'm in fairly decent health.
Yeah,
I think I've got a couple extra pounds. My cholesterol is good.
Yeah.
So I'm fine. I have not taken any days off. None. From work. Whether I'm sick or not, whether I'm not feeling well or not, and they're always I always seem to get like right around the beginning of fall.
When school starts.
Yeah, right around the beginning of fall, I tend to get the crud.
Yeah.
Just for a little while. And that is, that's...
It's a friggin' Petri dish.
It is. Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is.
The kids are just gross.
Yeah.
Okay, they're...
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
They are. The kids are just gross. Well, anyway...
Kids, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Here's why other people at work can get you sick multiple times.
French kissing.
Especially during this winter. Over the winter months. You're all cloistered together, and French kissing doesn't help.
Yeah, yeah.
A new poll found the average American spends 84 hours a year working sick. That's 10 and a half work days, or just over 2 weeks' worth. And
Thanks.
The top reason we do it, would rather power through and not have people think that we're just being dramatic. 47% said they'd rather work through an illness than take a sick day. 34% worry people might think they're being lazy or being a wuss.
Yeah.
We're far more likely to skip out on friends when we're sick. The average person misses 17 social events a year because they're not feeling well.
People have 17 social events a year with friends?
So that brings us to our top list. With the average American spending 84 hours a year working sick. Don't be the average American. Do the uninfected a favor and stay in bed. If you notice anything from today's list,
yep,
our top list today, top signs you're too sick to leave the house. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Number one. Top signs you're too sick to leave the house. Your nose is red, and it's been days since you did coke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hours. Hunter Biden. Top signs you're too sick to leave the house. When you took your temperature, the thermometer exploded.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Even worse, you didn't use your mouth. Top signs you're too sick to leave the house.
Gross.
That thing in the back of your throat is swollen. What's that called?
The throat penis.
The back of the throat thingy. Top signs you're too sick to leave the house. Your voice is so scratchy that Miley Cyrus offers you a lozenge. Top signs you're too sick to leave the house. Your floor is covered in more Kleenex than a 13-year-old boy on an OnlyFans bender. Is that a happy Kleenex or a sad Kleenex? Top signs you're too sick to leave the house.
I don't like that.
Thanks to all the Sudafed you burnt through, you can't make meth. Top signs you're too sick to leave the house. Your sneeze created so much ectoplasm, someone called Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Top signs you're too sick to leave the house. Your teeth are chattering, and unlike Joe Biden, you can't take them out.
Oh.
Top signs you're too sick to leave the house. You have a major headache. Or, if you're a parent, another major headache. The Mike Show. Coming up, what are we going to do?
What if you have multiple of those?
Multiple? Oh, yeah. Just stay in bed.
Yeah.
Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with five random facts. Yeah. We have a news update for you, not news headlines. And the good news and all that stuff. All the things. It is opening day. Baseball, Major League Baseball opening day.
Yep.
We're going to talk about that. Kent is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y, too. Now Ed and two of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can, too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy. Be active. Be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
All right, so this is not a commercial.
Nope.
Okay. And we pay Scientech. They don't trade off anything with us.
Yep.
We just pay our bill, and that's how we get our internet. We use the company Scientech. So they came in yesterday, and they upgraded our antenna because we get our internet through the air. It's point-to-point microwave. They upgraded us because we're also adding a new studio upstairs, mm-hmm. Studio 3B. We'll be opening that up in April, and that's going to be for the Commerce Street Podcast Studios. So we'll be able to, if you would like to record a podcast, we will produce it for you. You'll have an on-site producer. You'll have somebody running the controls. You'll have someone to round table with you and bounce off ideas and help you prepare your podcast. And then we will record it. We'll produce it. We'll do all the post-production. And so this is a commercial. And then, not only that, we will actually get it onto the interwebs for you. But wait, there's more.
I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. But wait, there's more. We will then promote your podcast on this show and on Radio 434 and on CommerceStreetPodcast.com. And if you're really exceptional or moderately, even if you're mildly amusing, we will invite you on our show to promote your podcast.
And there might be snacks.
There might be, if you bring them. So, We're opening up the new studio in this building, Studio 3B. We are in Studio 1A right now, which we've lovingly referred to this one as Studio 1A.
Yep.
So Studio 3B will be opening up. But Scientech came in yesterday, and they did our new dish, and they upgraded our service to a new Sky Fiber service.
Oh, yeah.
So it is...
giant cables actually running through the sky.
No. It is blazing fast. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to the folks at Scientech. It's a local internet company. And if you're... I mean, just hit them up and see if you're anywhere within their coverage area that they can hook you up. Because it, from yesterday's broadcast and the way we've been doing the show since the dawn of time to today's broadcast, it is night and day.
Yep.
It really is. We use the internet forever. We use the internet to upload the show, to uplink the show, to, you know, it's everything's cloud-based that we do, and it's made such a big difference.
Yeah.
So I encourage you. This is a free plug. We're not getting any compensation from this whatsoever.
Nope.
Maybe we should be, but we're not. This is a free plug for Scientech. Hit them up. If you're in their coverage area, you will be amazed.
Yeah.
What was our speed, our upload speed?
The last time we checked it was 9.
900 megabits per second.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. All right. We did the commercial. We did the commercial for YMCA.
We did it.
All right. Let's let's do another one.
All right.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Check Lynchburg first.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Hot Tub Day for people who fantasize about being an ingredient in a cup of bacteria soup. Gene Simmons says he's done wearing the Kiss makeup. In fact, since the last tour, he's still removing some of the wrinkle putty. Shakira says she likes not having a husband. Then there's Ariana Grande, who likes not having her husband, but has no issue taking someone else's. There's a new documentary about Stormy Daniels on Peacock. It's the rare opportunity to watch Stormy bear all. And Vince Vaughn turns 54 today. He's celebrating while delighting aging white guys with a rapid-fire string of moderately clever wisecracks.
I live in the real world, my man, with bills and responsibilities.
This is not headline news.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
It's the Mike Show. He's only 54?
Yeah.
Huh. He looks older.
Yeah.
He's what was that? What was the latest thing that he was just in? It's actually a series. It's kind of a thriller type series.
Oh, I don't know.
He was in last season. Let's IMDb Vince Vaughn, American actor. All right. So Vince, I loved him in Dodgeball. And then we talked about Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
He's in Resident Alien, and he is Steve the Pirate.
Yeah.
Okay, so Vince Vaughn. Let's pull up the IMDb here. And look for. I know what you're known for.
Wasn't it up on the top?
Oh, is it?
Like that big? That big?
Maybe.
Well,
is this it?
Where the guy is talking? It was.
No, this is Swingers. That's from 19. That's from.
No, I know, but before that clip, it was him stretched out on something. It looked like the newest thing.
Maybe, but let me just scroll through here. And
he's been in a lot of stuff.
Well, he's been in a lot of stuff. Wouldn't it? It just happened. It just recently happened.
Isn't there like a
TV show section? This is his producer credits, actor credits. Oh.
Scroll up. You should be able to select TV or movies.
I feel like an old person navigating the internet.
Yeah.
How is this? These are producer credits. These are the writer credits. Where? There's going to be a Dodgeball 2?
Nice.
It's upcoming. Actor. 82 credits. Okay, here we go. And I still can't find it. Oh, True Detective.
Okay.
It was True Detective TV series. But that, no, that couldn't have been. That was 2015. Let me see here. Season 2. Yeah. Okay, this was. So I guess Tab was watching something that was a little bit older. This was from 2015. But man, he was looking really rough in that.
There's some show called Nonas.
Notice?
Nonas. N-O-N-N-A-S.
Nonas.
It's the Stephen Chbosky new fifth series. He's in it. Fifth season he's in it.
Interesting. That might have been it. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, I thought he's looking a little rough. I thought he was a little bit older than that. Anywho, not that it matters what I think about Vince Vaughn.
He needs to get some of that William Shatner.
Yeah, he does.
Serum going on.
Yeah. Some William Shatner's. He needs to get shatted on. He needs to get Shatnered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here, wait. Let me clear out that and go to this and back up and.
Yeah,
stuff
all that's on here is stuff about this new Dodgeball.
When's that coming out? All right, so while you're looking at that, I've got a headline here. A study found two back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older. Speaking of Vince Vaughn, then maybe that's it. He's getting bad night's sleep. Bad nights of sleep. Maybe even more than that. They looked at the sleep patterns for over 400 people and asked each person how old they felt. Then they had a second group get 9 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours for another two nights. The average person felt 4.4 years older than their age after two back-to-back nights of bad sleep. The people it hit hardest said 10 years older. So if you're 40, two nights in a row could make you feel like you're 50. But the good news is there's also a way to feel 35 again. When people got enough sleep every night for a full month, they felt an average of 5 years younger than they really were. Not last night, think two nights ago, I ended up falling asleep. I got up in the middle of the night and went and got a drink and just, you know, ended up like just seriously, seriously deep sleeping. I think it was Monday night. It was Monday into Tuesday.
Okay.
And I had one of the best night's sleeps that I had had in a while. And it was only due to that couple hours.
Yeah.
But I got really, really deep sleep. I actually dreamed which I ordinarily don't. I've never get to the point where I'm deep enough to dream. Mm-hmm. That's bad for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So apparently Vaughn has ironed out a lot of the major wrinkles for Dodgeball 2, but he's waiting to hear from Ben Stiller.
Oh, okay.
To see if he wants to be in it.
Well, I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I mean, I guess that would be kind of the clincher if he's going to be in it or not.
This might be in Audio Vault coming up. You may be eating your sandwich wrong. So.
Oh, great. Don't we have to wait for that?
Yeah, we do.
Well, how long?
The tease.
Jeez, okay.
So, Tab got the Soda Stream thing. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You can make poor quality soda at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She bought it off of Facebook Marketplace, and she bought all the stuff to go with it, and I think she used it once.
I was going to say, have you actually used it?
She used it once, and it's been sitting on our counter ever since. But what about hot dog flavored water? Hot dog flavored sparkling water.
Oh, I was going to say, like, they already have that in the little thing once the hot dogs are gone.
No. Hot dog water that's sparkling water. 7-Eleven is announcing a new sparkling water that tastes like hot dogs.
Why?
There's a photo of the can. Here, I'm gonna share this up on our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. There you go. There's a can of hot dog water. Yeah. Why? I don't know.
We got so obsessed with finding out whether we could, we didn't think about whether we should.
Mm-hmm. They're calling it a daring flavor that pushes the boundaries of flavor innovation. And that's something that's sure to delight even the most adventurous palates. I would drink pickle water. I love the pickle juice.
Yeah.
I love it. I would drink pickle water.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to try the hot dog soda water.
Yeah.
And, I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, I don't.
No.
I don't think it's going to be a good one.
So have we really fallen so far as a society that we're literally drinking hot dog water now?
Yes. And it isn't just now. It's been going on for a while.
They say the three other flavors are available. There are three other flavors available. But more details on the hot dog flavor are coming out next Monday. I hope that they do a pickle juice. I would drink that.
Yeah.
Now, their press release didn't mention this, but there is April Fool's Day coming up.
Yes.
Could all be a big joke.
Yes, but why would they post it today?
To gear up for it. Gear up for April Fool's. Okay. You know? Getting ahead of it.
Yeah, all right.
So, maybe they're trying for a big splash.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. It's possible.
All right. What else? I think there was one other thing that I wanted to mention. Now we're going to hold that for stupid criminals. How about this?
When is April 1st? Oh, it's
Monday. Are you a good friend or are you a bad friend?
I think I'm a good friend.
Okay. I think so, too. Well, here are six signs, not the sixth sense, but six signs that someone is a bad friend.
Okay.
So if your friend does any of these things, then they may be a bad friend.
Okay.
Let's do this from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do
it. Yeah, do it.
They always gossip in a way that tears people down. Everyone gossips on some level. But are they mean about it? If so, they may be talking about you the same way behind your back.
Yeah, and by maybe we mean probably.
Mm-hmm. They won't take no for an answer. Like when you don't want to go out on a weeknight and they keep pressuring you. Or when you don't want to talk about something and they won't stop prodding.
Yeah.
Okay. These are some signs that somebody might be a bad friend. They rarely initiate communication. Are you always the one checking in or reaching out to make plans? It can also apply to staying in touch with old friends.
Yeah.
They don't respond well to feedback. Like if you tell them they made you angry or hurt your feelings, are they receptive to that, or do they dismiss it? Mm. This could work in relationships too, by the
way.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, it definitely could.
Well, you should be friends with your person you're in a relationship with.
Yeah, absolutely. They're brutally honest. And I mean emphasis on brutally. They should be honest to tell you the stuff you don't want to hear, but they should never be mean about it. They also shouldn't criticize every little thing. I mean, that's, and then they take way more than they give. Friendships are rarely 50-50, but it definitely shouldn't be 90-10. You know?
No. Yeah. You know, and in my opinion, it should
it should complement. It should be back and forth.
Yeah, and there may be times when you're taking more, and there may be times when you're giving more. You know, it's just...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, or as we like to call it round here, Friday Eve.
That was almost like a self-help segment.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, we'll send you our bill for that little therapy piece.
This portion of the broadcast. Well, here's our bill. Stay tuned through this commercial message. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area. And our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, we really don't care.
Yeah, no.
But if you say any of these five random facts back wherever you happen to be today, someone is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Kobe Bryant's full name is Kobe Bean Bryant.
Bean.
Okay. He was named after Japanese Kobe beef. His parents saw it on a menu. Bean was a shortened form of his father's nickname, Jelly Bean. And Bryant was their family last name.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two. The best-selling fiction author in history is either William Shakespeare, or Agatha Christie. They both sold somewhere between 2 billion, billion and 4 billion books.
Dang.
Number three. I love this name. Liechtenstein. Has won the most gold medals in the Olympics per capita. Their population is around 40,000, and they've won 2 golds. That's about one for every 20,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, no other country can say that.
America has 1,175 golds, but just one for every 280,000 living people in America.
What are we doing, man? We're slacking.
Oh, no. Liechtenstein. Number four, the black box.
Strike it up.
Sorry. The black box on an airplane is usually bright orange or red, not black. Why? Why do they call it the black box? Well, they were originally black, but that made it harder to find after a crash. there.
Who knew?
And then number five. Here, let me show you this picture.
Okay.
I'm going to share screen if you're on our social media.
Share that, John.
At the Mike Show VA. Check it out. This is Alicia Keys on The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
She played one of Rudy's friends on The Cosby Show. She was about 5 years old at the time.
Dang.
And there you go. Those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro,
crazy,
shall we?
This has been today's edition of...
We paid for it. Might as well use it.
3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Random facts.
It's the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. Come on out and join us. Let me do. Do I still have the graphic? I do still have the graphic up. Look at that! Look at that! I am like so prepared. Come out and join us today, 5 to 7 for happy hour. The duo is going to be joining us at Three Roads in the Tap Room in downtown Lynchburg at 1300 Court Street. You can check them out.
Now, the duo, like D.G. Snyder, obviously, he's one of them. I mean, we've had him here in the studio.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. Who is the other guy?
Chris Hammack.
Okay.
I don't know
that I've heard him.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this down and look here and make sure. Yeah, it's Chris Hammack.
Okay.
And he and Dan have been touring together and are just... a fantastic musical duo.
Yeah.
So come on out and check them out. We're going to have some music discovery for you with the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series that continues today from 5 until 7 at Three Roads. So come and join a beverage. We'll hear from the band. We'll interview them, talk to them about what makes them tick, their influences, how they met. What kind of music they play? What's on their iPod?
Yeah,
underwear
brand of choice.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. We'll interview them.
The
about
things
all
our
these,
viewers want to know.
All these things. But you can watch and listen live at Three Roads and enjoy a nice frothy beverage.
Yeah.
With us.
Yeah.
Bring a casserole. People do it.
Yeah, bring your dog.
Bring your dog. Bring a pizza. Bring some casserole. Bring a nice nice noodle salad.
Bring some crudité.
That's what I put on my rash.
Oh,
and it worked.
Yeah,
yeah, that crudité.
Crudité saved my marriage.
Yep, I got the spray on kind of.
Okay, gotcha.
Spray on crudité. Coming up. On the broadcast, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. We're also going to hear from Kent, I think. Kent, now, speaking of days off because you're sick, Kent was out last week. He was not feeling well, so he was not available to us. But we're going to see if we can effort Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats to join us.
Yep.
It is, I believe, Major League Baseball opening day today. Here, let me check. Our sources, real quick.
So busy day for him too.
I should know these things. Well, he's minor league baseball, so we'll check the schedule for minor league baseball coming up and let you know when the first day opening day for your Hillcats is. But I just saw it. It was right here. Okay, here's this. Listen.
You guys, it's opening day in baseball.
You like opening day because it's supposed to be warm.
Baseball starts when it's warm.
Baseball opening day. Come on, what do you think?
It is the first day of Major League Baseball. Are you excited?
I can hardly wait to get to the stadium to see their newest $200 million disappointment. Well.
Remember baseball? It used to be our national pastime before Facebook. I'm glad baseball is back. I was getting sick of only paying $2 for a beer.
All right.
Message from Major League Baseball.
Yeah, so that's not... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, crap. I pressed the wrong button. Here. There we go. There we go. That's the one I recognize.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, we're gonna talk with Kent about opening day Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I used to. We were talking about back whenever we had stations up in Pennsylvania and Maryland and all that.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. And a lot of our stations were sports stations, mm-hmm. News talk and sports stations. And back then, we got to see, like, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, because we were out just outside of Pittsburgh. So we had the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Pittsburgh Penguins. We had the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
We had the Altoona Curve, which was the minor league, AA affiliate minor league team of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
And fun fact, Jerome Bettis from the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mario Lemieux from the Pittsburgh Penguins were both owners of the Altoona Curve.
Wow. Okay.
They were part owners in the minor league baseball team just outside of town. And one of the really cool things, well, we got to see, like, all the major things.
Yeah.
We got to see the last game ever played at Three Rivers Stadium before they imploded it.
Hmm.
We got to see the first game ever played at PNC Park, which was voted the best ballpark in the nation.
Wow.
PNC Park is a jewel. It is a gem. If you get a chance to go up to Pittsburgh, you need to check out the Pirates, and you need to take in a game at PNC Park. It is phenomenal. And the whole North Shore, the way it's been developed, it's an outstanding city. I still love it up there. I haven't been up there in years. Yeah. But
well, apparently, sports is becoming a pretty big thing in America. So
anyway,
that's something right there.
So we got to see all those things, but now, you know, now not so much because now, of course, we've got your Lynchburg Hillcats, and they're fantastic.
Yeah,
and we're a big big partner with the Lynchburg Hillcats, and we really really enjoy our partnership with them.
Oh yeah.
But you know, but there's no made there. If I want to go see a pro hockey team like NHL,
mm-hmm.
I either have my choice. I have to drive 5 hours up to Pittsburgh,
right?
Or I have to drive probably, you know, what's how far is it to Carolina Hurricanes where they're playing?
3-4 hours.
Okay, but still, you know, we're driving. So we're, Bill, Bodine and I were talking about making a sports road trip at some point and hitting up PNC Park in the summer, hitting up either the Penguins at their PPG Paints Center is where they're playing. It used to be Console Energy Center, but that's the new arena. Newer.
Well, you know, I'll be there because I do sports stuff.
Do you do sports stuff?
I mean, I'm super sporty.
Uh huh. So we'll let you know about the sports road trip. But yeah, definitely check out your Hillcats. We're going to talk with Kent, and we have tickets to give away too. So you might win a pair of tickets to the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day.
Yep.
And you might win those by visiting us at Three Roads tonight. Just a little.
Tuck that away in the back of the old dome.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Check Lynchburg first. It is so much easier. Just fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the burg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde, each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the burg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. Here, listen to that. I got some music for you there, Kent.
Get hype, Kent.
Yep. Got the we busted out the old organ. We got it over in the corner. We got our organist playing some music for you.
Yeah, we actually we had an old organ, but we had a transplant. So got the new organ in there. It's working.
Yeah. Well, we have a big organ and then a smaller organ. They're both up on the third floor. So this is where we're piping in the music from the third floor, right next to Studio 3B.
Yep.
We're down in Studio 1A. Kent is on location. He's at your Lynchburg Hillcats. In the press box. So what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, it's a great place to be. I'm just trying to get all of our video board stuff and music ready to roll. And I guess to burst the bubble of some people, sometimes organ sounds are actually just played off a computer in baseball.
Sometimes. But yeah. Not here. No.
You guys are authentic. You guys are the real deal.
We got the real thing going here.
I'm playing it right now.
No, we've got it up on the third floor. We've got our organist playing. We can take you up there and show you.
We need to let her go at some point. The cops are going to start coming around looking
anyway. So you guys are setting up the video board experience and everything that's going on, gearing up for opening day at the Hillcats. But today is Major League Baseball opening day.
Somehow it's here already. We're so excited, and I think the coolest part is that when Major League Baseball gets going, you know it's fully back. And spring training is great, but once the regular season gets going, it's pretty cool. And I know we had kind of the weird thing where the Dodgers and Padres were playing in Korea, but now this is real, and here we go, and we start in less than 2 weeks now. So we're really, really excited. We should have rosters. The Hillcats roster should be announced later today. So just stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. Minor league baseball teams have no idea who they're going to have on their roster until spring training has wrapped up and the majors have selected all their players and where those players are going to go. And some of those players might be at the show. They might be, playing at the major league level for the big major league teams, and some of them are in some higher up teams in their farm clubs, and then some people are in this level ball at the Lynchburg Hillcats. So you guys really don't know until like right around now.
Yep.
After opening day of Major League Baseball.
You think there are any chances you're going to get Jordan?
Good Lord! All right,
Kent. Mike Jordan.
Is he playing for anybody right now?
Yeah.
I think we could definitely extend him a contract. I just don't know if he'd want to not play for Chicago. That's the thing.
I bet he's down. I bet he's down.
Yeah. We're not that far from where he's at.
Yeah, okay. So, Kent, tell us about opening day with the Lynchburg Hillcats. When is that?
Yeah, April 9th. We open the season against Fredericksburg at 6:30, so make sure to get your tickets. It's going to be a huge extravaganza is the word we're using, and going to have some caricature artists out and just a ton of different festivities. And you're not going to want to miss it. I think we're going to have a Jeep like parade around the warning track with all of our players. They're going to drive out, and it's going to be really cool. The entire community is going to be out for it. And you don't want to miss it.
Very, very cool. And we're looking forward to that as well. You can get your tickets and you can check the entire schedule if you log on to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. You can also win some tickets from us. We've got tickets that we're going to be giving away as early as tonight. If you join us at Three Roads, you'll have a chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to your Lynchburg Hillcats. So tell us about some of the upcoming the regular events and things that we can expect at the ballpark this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So April 3rd is Fan Fest, and so that's going to be free to everyone, and it's going to be very similar to opening day in the feel of it, where we're going to have a lot of different vendors and really cool activities and activations out at the ballpark, and you'll get to see the players practice, and you'll actually get to come onto the field and get autographs while they're doing batting practice.
Nice.
We'll make sure that it's safe, trust me. We'll make sure that you're well taken care of and nothing's going to hit you in the head, but we'll get you down on the field and get you to meet the team, get autographs, check out the clubhouse, and check out just every aspect of our ballpark. Our team shop kind of got a little revamped, and we got a bunch of new gear in, new hats and new shirts, and it's going to be really cool for our fans.
You know, it makes autographs a lot more valuable when you have to get through like somebody swinging a bat to get one.
Yeah, you actually have to. It's like an obstacle course.
People don't realize how hard it is to get one of those.
Yeah, we're gonna have the pitching machine actually throwing baseballs at them, and they have to catch them and then get them signed.
Now, this is the first year in a while that you guys have had the actual team during FanFest.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to focus on. Is, you know, how can we really integrate the fan experience with getting to meet the players and.
Yeah,
I think that's been our biggest mindset for it, and so that's kind of why we did that. And we're really excited for fans to meet the players because we're really hoping, and not to give anything away, but we got some really high level prospects coming, and the farm system's looking really good this year, so we're excited.
Nice. Like I mentioned, you can go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, check out the entire schedule. You can buy a full season, you can buy flex plans, mini plans, individual games. You can even buy a pack of tickets that are all, you know, just kind of random any time, any date games, with the exception of some of the like Sky Blast and things like that during the 4th of July, but available at any other time. So go on to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, get your tickets. Kent, thank you so much. We really appreciate having you on the show. Looking forward to opening day, Major League Baseball opening day. Who are you going to be looking at? Other than Cleveland, who are you going to be looking at for Major League opening day?
Yeah, you know, we're really focused on Cleveland. Cleveland. I'm very excited. And, you know, for me at least, I love watching the former Hillcats. So Shane Bieber, because we're going to have a bobblehead giveaway of his later. Okay. Stephen Kwan, who's, you know, a fan favorite and one of our favorites who played here a couple years ago. So we're really just excited for everybody who's been a former Hillcat that's playing for Cleveland.
Nice. That's a great point. So check them out and check your local listings. I think it might be on the CBS. I'm not sure. All right. Well, Kent, thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk with you again soon.
See you again, guys.
All right. The Mike Show coming up. We've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Baseball is headed back to the Hill City this summer, and it's time for you to get ready. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Wednesday, April 5th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. for our free Fan Fest. This year, the team will practice in front of the fans and sign autographs for those in attendance. In addition, we'll have vendors, the Kids Fun Zone, tours of the skyboxes and seating areas, and games for all ages. Coming out to this free event at Bank of the James Stadium on Wednesday, April 5th, as we ring in the new season with Fan Fest.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips. So there's a reply now. And this one's from Tab. Wow, wrong mic, but funny response. I'll text lead or whoever the board with nails belongs to. Well, David had sent out a mass text about a board, like a wooden board, laying in the hallway with nails sticking up in it. And I replied, that's Miss Trunchbull's. You know, Matilda?
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, hi. That's bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes time. It's called Audio Vault. I think you will like it. We did that one. We didn't do this one. Here we go. You know, 420 is rapidly approaching. And, a lot of, hippies? Or
enthusiasts?
Yes, marijuana enthusiasts.
Yep.
420. And we don't know the exact origins because there have been so many different myths, I guess, as to why is it called 420. Okay. Popular lore ties the birth of 420 to a group of high schoolers attending Northern California's San Rafael High School in the early 1970s.
Yeah.
Okay. A cohort, which dubbed itself the Waldos, used to gather at 4:20 in the afternoon to toke up. Other people thought that it was a police code for a marijuana crime. Hmm. Okay.
Well, that high school one, that's the version I always heard.
Yeah. That's some say 420 is a code among police officers for marijuana smoking in progress. 420 is also Adolf Hitler's birthday, by the way. But anyway.
That's probably not it.
Yeah, but that's what it says here. And PBS said some claimed it to refer to a police code for marijuana possession, or that it arose from Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Woman. That's interesting.
I think that's the version Sesame Street always went to when they were describing it.
Okay. So anyway, getting back to 420.
You know, Oscar comes out of his can. He's all kind of...
Oh, he's always glassy-eyed.
Super hungry.
Yeah, very super hungry. Him and the Snuffleupagus.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, well, we have on 420 at Three Roads, we have Three Fur Madness. That's rapidly approaching. We've got three bands, including who do we have? Oh, yeah. I can't see it with my glasses on. We've got the Chapsticks that start things off at noon. We've got the Pincers at 3:30. And then we've got the Thrillbillies from Roanoke. They're going to be the headliner at 7 o'clock. That's on 420. It's Three for Madness. And it's free. It's a free show. And then during the daytime hours, the early hours, from like 11 to 3, we've got the Punk Rock Flea Market that's going to be taking place. We've got about 14 different vendors and stuff. That's all out at Three Roads. We're going to be there broadcasting live and on location. But anyway, getting back to this, the 420 Cannabis Celebration at Hippie Hill in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park has officially been canceled.
Oh.
Here is the announcement from the organizer.
Sorry to harsh your mellow, but we're putting a chill on the 420 cannabis celebration. Let me be blunt. I know we were all going to have a good time. In fact, I'm pretty sure we'd go well together. Could have done some bong ding. So if you're planning to stop by, just keep rolling. And remember, Two wrongs don't make a right, but two lefts will take you to the dispensary by my house. Later, dudes.
Later. All right. For the past 6 years, Cadbury has had a contest to find a Cadbury bunny. Okay, so do you remember the commercial? They have the lion. It's got the bunny ears on it, yeah. And he goes roar, roar, yeah. And then they've got the Cadbury bunny that goes bark, 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 bark. They got that. So anyway, this year, a pet raccoon from Florida won the title of the Cadbury bunny tryouts. Here, let me look at the picture. No, stop that. Here we go.
Is he eating one?
Yes, he's eating a Cadbury egg. His name is Louie.
That's good for raccoons.
His name is Louie. What, raccoons eat?
I guess they eat trash.
Yeah. They eat trash. They are trash pandas.
Yeah.
Is what they are, and they eat trash from the trash can. So what does it matter?
I guess, yeah.
So there's Louie. He's a pet raccoon. He's eating a Cadbury cream egg. Right there. If you want to check that out on our social media, The Mike Show VA. So here, they have a picture on the website, and we showed that. Shows a cute little Louie with bunny ears on his head. So let's celebrate his big win.
Louie Raccoon, you'll see him real soon as the new Cadbury Bunny. There's been dogs and cats, but thankfully no rats, even though that would be funny. He found fortune and fame from the pictures he paints, gives his furry friends all the money. Oh, come on, Louie boy, huh?
The raccoon.
Yep.
Louie will have a role in the 2025 Cadbury Bunny Tryouts commercial, an Easter tradition for the brand. Okay, let's see. Here we go. From raccoons and Cadbury bunnies to French bulldogs. There's a guy who takes random dog and cat videos and puts them to music. He's done it again. This time he's mixed a French bulldog named Walter singing Ryan Gosling's song, I'm Just Ken.
I'm just Ken. Anywhere else I'd be taken.
All right, so we know what the song is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here, let's why. There.
I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here.
The original video of that is pretty funny.
So I got a little gun shy because, you know, anytime we play licensed music over our Facebook Live,
yeah,
sometimes they mute that clip, and I didn't want them to mute that clip, so I got a little gun shy in the middle. But that and the original clip from the Kiffness is on TikTok of Walter.
It's super. I mean, he's a really little black bulldog. It's super funny.
Well, the original Walter video is this dog sitting in the driver's seat of a parked car, and the lady who owns him is telling him to be quiet, and he's just wailing away. Let's see. I'm wondering if we should do this. Let's get some music in here, though. There we go. Reacting to the fallout of the bridge collapse in Baltimore, a security specialist said that the last thing you want to do if your car is submerged in water is to start filming yourself. Okay.
What?
Here is Bill Stanton giving his advice on what to do and what not to do to prepare for being in a submerged vehicle.
We live in a society now when anytime there's an emergency, what's the first thing people do? They take out their cell phone and they want to film it. No, no, no. Do these dress rehearsals in your mind. I call them fire drills for life. Listen, we have so many things that come up. Active shooters, plane emergencies. This is another one to add to the list. Just spend a couple of dollars. That makes sense. Have that seatbelt cutter. Have that glass break. You know, sway yourself away. So God forbid this happens, you're good to go.
Okay. An Illinois retired grandmother who graduated when she was in her 30s is still paying off her student loan at the age of 71. Here's Nancy Peter talking about how she still has a bill of, get this, just under $108,000. Wow.
I'm hoping I'm going to get a good job and I'm going to make money and I'll do whatever I need to pay this back. And the interest compounds and compounds. So every penny I don't pay, it goes sky high. It's just about $108,000. This will sound terrible, but I have a paper of different ways that you can have your loan forgiven. And the only one I fit into was that I would have to die.
Wow. Good Lord.
And she graduated in the 30s?
No, she graduated when she was in her 30s.
Oh.
She, not in the 1930s.
Okay, I was like...
Yeah, that should have to be really old.
She sounds really good for her.
Yeah, she does. Let's see. There's a... I don't know. Should we do this one? There's a new R-rated reboot of the 1970s sitcom Good Times. It hits Netflix April 12th. It's nothing like the original, except that they are the current Evans family. For example, it features a precocious drug-dealing baby. Here's part of the trailer.
I have important news.
They want to cut you a disability check for your face.
Hold up. You can get paid for that?
This is from a fool who stares at his orange juice every morning.
It says concentrate on the box. Who the dummy now?
Me for not wearing a condom.
Woo!
It all started with my grandfather, James Evans. My job as the man of this house is to take care of this family no matter what.
I just want to let you know I'm going to take good care of Gray.
Juan, my boyfriend. Daddy, let him go.
Baby, you should come with me.
Junior's repeating the 10th grade for the third time.
Is there anything you can suggest to help him get to the drive-thru?
Can you do OnlyFans? Take off your shoes. Let me see what kind of feet you're working with.
Okay, so it's an animated. It features the voices of J.B. Smoove, with a V, Wanda Sykes, and others.
It sounds really good.
Sounds like somebody took Family Guy and...
I bet it's going to be on there for lots of seasons and never get canceled.
Probably. Anywho, you know, March Madness tips off again today. Here are the mascots, switching to sports, that are still in the big dance.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Bulldog Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
All right, speaking of other sports, for today's opening day of Major League Baseball, we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here's comedian Ryan Donahue, thinking back on his baseball card collection.
I was a huge sports fan growing up, loved baseball, collected baseball cards for years. They were my favorite thing. I spent all my money on them. And I was going through my collection recently, and I realized that they're just pictures of dudes. Like, no one told me I was collecting thousands and thousands of tiny wallet-sized portraits of athletic men. With their height and weight written on the back of them. Now, I keep them in pages of nine so everyone could see nine guys at once. Like, these are my Seattle boys. All these guys are from Chicago. And here's a picture of Frank Thomas stretching his quads. Put it in the hard case. It's a strange thing to hoard, is what I'm saying. You know, beneath my mattress so no one can get to him. Like, oh, don't bend the corners. That's my favorite man. Leave him where he is. And no one told me that it's, like, strange or irrelevant because they're pictures of professional athletes, so it's normal, I guess. But if I was collecting Polaroids of local softball players, people would have a problem with that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead. Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get really stupid. with your stupid criminals in .news. Then we've got the good news. We'll share that with you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we'll help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. If you're an unusually hairy man, maybe steer clear of the Northeast Washington region next month, or at least keep your shirt on. A sheriff's office in Colville, Washington State, posted a funny update on Facebook after a guy called in to ask if he's allowed to hunt Sasquatch.
I said Sasquatch.
Yeah, Bigfoot. He said he'll be coming in from out of town in April. Wanted to know if Bigfoot hunting is legal there, and if so, does he need a special license? They told him it was really more of a question for the Fish and Wildlife Office, but he said he already called them, and that's who referred him. Whoever took the call passed it up the chain of command. They said he told them he'd wait to hear back, and wanted to clarify he was only interested in bagging a male Sasquatch. He, of course, wouldn't hunt or shoot a female. The chief of police wanted to pass along two pieces of important information in case anyone else wants to travel to the area to hunt Bigfoot. One, the guy was asking about an area called Meadow Lake, which is actually in a different county, so the sheriff there might have more info. Two, he's pretty sure that there aren't any around because one of his deputies would have hit one with their patrol car by now. And then there's this. This guy, police in a department near Atlanta got a call Saturday morning after an ex-employee at a waste management company showed up and took a front loader for a spin. His name is Eddie Sanchez. He's 38. They fired him. The waste management company fired him in September. He was still driving it around on their lot when police got there. But then he took off and started driving down a public road. Multiple patrol cars chased him, but the thing weighs around 7,500 pounds, so they couldn't do much to this front loader. It's a big front loader, like, you know, one that carries lots and lots and lots of rock, gravel, dirt, etc. The guy was a few miles away from them, so they gave the employee a police escort, And when he got there, he used the bucket on the second front loader to flip him. Okay. Oh, so there we go. Oh, quick. I forgot to read this part. Sorry. But then a quick-thinking officer went back to the business where a current employee agreed to hop on a second front loader and chase him down. The guy was a few miles away from him. They gave the employee a police escort. When they got there, he used the bucket on the second front loader to flip the first one. It landed on its side. Nobody was injured. No property was damaged besides the front loader. An officer's chest cam got it all on video.
Stop! 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 Hey! Stop!
I have no way of stopping this vehicle. He's going to go out of the main road.
Control him.
Grab your machine. What is it? One of those things? How fast is it?
They can get up probably about 30.
Okay, grab that. Quick.
Keep him up! Hey! Flip it! If you can flip it, flip it!
Eddie is facing charges for theft, obstruction, criminal damage to property, eluding police, and reckless driving. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. A retired man has now spent 16 years volunteering at the South Salem High School in Oregon, cleaning up the area outside of the school to help his community. Here's John Piper talking about his selfless volunteer work.
I spend maybe 20 hours a week up here on the fall time. There's always something up here that needs doing. In addition to leaves and grass, I also do trash pickup. You can see the results of your work, and I know the school appreciates it.
All right, and there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have their 5K coming up. It's the United Way 5K on the runway. You can check that out. It's April 27th. You can register today. They're capping it at 500 racers. So if you want to race on a runway and also do it for a good cause, plus they have an after party in the Banker Aviation Hangar. That's because it's in the evening now. It's not the first thing in the morning. So it's the United Way 5K on the runway. Here, I'll let them tell you about it.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K, or just click on the 5K banner. Tonight, we are going to be broadcasting live and on location at Three Roads, their tap room in downtown Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street. It is all part of the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. We have the duo joining us, D.G. Snyder and Dan Glenn Snyder and Chris Hammock are going to be joining us. They are the duo, and you'll learn all about their band. You'll learn all about them as musicians. We're gonna find out, you know, what influences them. It's part of the series. We interview the artists. It's not just them jamming out and us playing some games and drinking some beers, although all of that will be happening. But we're also going to hear from the band, learn about them, and it's always a good time. So we encourage you to come out to Three Roads between 5 and 7 tonight. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location with the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series with the duo. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of the Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?